We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Chof Amabez, and we are beginning the bottom of Chof Amrala for two dots. It's said in the Mishnah that Mutter Lahakir Leba'er, you let him move the passerby's close to the Be'er, you just have to leave room of Roshay Verubay of the Parah to fit inside there, because you don't want him to schlep you out and come to Haitzah out of the passerby. You have to leave enough room to fit the Parah in, or at least the majority of the Parah inside the Mechitzas. Tan also, going to the Mishnah, this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. It says over there, "Yamid Odom Meshush Rabim." A person should not stand Meshush Rabim, used to Meshush Yochad, and drink Meshush Yochad, because we're worried he might pull back and he'll come with the cup back onto Meshush Yochad. They carry from Meshush Rabim Meshush Yochad, the water from Meshush Rabim Meshush Yochad. Or he shouldn't stand Meshush Yochad Meshush Rabim. And the only way it's motel came machnes roishay v'ruba l'mak Meshush Yosef. He leans over that well that was in Meshush Rabim or in Meshush Yochad, and he drinks it over there, then it's mutter, because he's not choshesh, he's going to come take it out, because he's leaning right over it. And v'chein v'gas, same halach as v'gas. What does it mean, v'chein v'gas? So the Gemara later on, this Masechta explains, v'chein v'gas is not talking about Shabbat, it's talking about Meister. That halach is only chayiv Meister if you're having a kviya de gashtia. It's a shtia that's a chosh of a shtia, a substantial drinking. So if you drink with roish v'rubay over the gas, that's not called a... That's called a temporary type of a drink, and therefore you don't take off Meiser. But if you're not Reish Ruba of it, then it's more Kvua, and you have to take off Meiser. It's a Zayat Ekezach, so you do Meiser. But Al-Kaponim, Gavi Odom, it says in our Mishnah, Gavi Odom, Ha'oma the boy of Reish Ruba. If a person wants to take a drink, he has to be Reish Ruba over the well. And the Gemara declares, Gavi Paro, Mi be'inin la Reish Ruba or la? Or la? Do you need Reish Ruba in the Mechitzas or not? And I think it's our Mishnah. Well, tomorrow we'll talk about our Mishnah. So the question is, a parah need roishay v'ruba inside the mechitzas or not? So Gemara explains the question. Because what's the shayla of roishay v'ruba? The question is, you don't want to cause the person to carry. So kolhecha de kanokat mana, anytime the human, the person, is holding a keli, v'loy nokat la, and he's not holding on to the animal, like by the straps, by his leash, he's not holding on to the animal, because you're not holding on to the animal and you're feeding him the drink, you're holding the cup, the animal might back up and you're going to follow it, all of a sudden you'll end up carrying. So it's possible the Reish Ruba has to be inside, and therefore you're not so worried. If it starts moving, it'll take a while for him to get out and you'll realize it by then. So, he's holding the keli, not holding on to the animal, he's the boy Reish Ruba, magab. You have to have Reish Ruba. What's the Gemara Shaila? The person is holding a keli, but nokat lo, and holding on to the animal. Mai. Do you need Reish Ruba there? Or you'll say, no, I'm holding on to it. What am I worried about? Even if it can't fit Reish Ruba into the Shiyachid, I'm not worried, because I'm holding on to the animal. If I'm holding on to the animal, he's not going to go anywhere. I'm holding on one hand, giving him a drink on the other hand, he ain't going anywhere. He's right here in Shiyachid. Not worried, he'll back out and slap you back. He's not moving, I'm holding him. That's the question. Need Reish Ruba or not? Basically, you make a chshash over here, are you worried he might slap you back? Amalei. He answered, "Isn't that our Mishnah Tanisua Vachshei Para Reish Ruba Fnim?" Our Mishnah says the Para Reish Ruba Fnim, but Shaisa and drinks. My lav the Nakalom Manakamano. Is it our Mishnah talking about a case where you're holding on to the animal and holding on to the kelis? You see, even if you're holding on to the animal, you have to have Reish Ruba. So Gemara answers, "No, I could tell you the Nakat Mano Loi Nakalo. That really, if you're holding on to the animal by the leash, and then it's no, you don't need Reish Ruba. Our Mishnah, that's talking about you weren't holding on to the animal." So it will come out that if you're not holding on to the animal, Reish Ruba still helps. Because I guess until he gets out, you'll realize it by then. So I might have a kash on that. V'chinokat manav, le'nokat lo. If you're holding on to a keli and not holding on to the behemah, mishari is a taka allowed. V'atayin you learned in a braisa. Lo yemali oda mayim. You shouldn't fill up water, eat the mishas v'hemta, and feed the animal directly. What could he do? You could fill up something, pour it in front of the animal, and drinks by itself. So what are we talking about over here? So we think right now, this is going on our Mishnah of passive rights. And we are assuming that he obviously is not holding on to the animal, because he's holding on to the animal, so, and still it's usher, then what would be the case of Reish Ruba? So what would be Reish? If you're holding on to it, it can't be usher in that case. It must be like this, that the Gemara's kash like this, that what's the case of Reish Ruba when you're holding on to the animal? When you're not holding on to the animal, nothing helps. It says, loy, yimali odamayim, tumshavat v'hemtoi. It means if you're not holding on to the animal, the Gemara is asking a kasha, it sounds like I can never feed the animal at all. I cannot do it. Because it sounds like some kind of case over here that you're not allowed to feed the animal at all. What's the case? There must be a case that I'm not holding on to it. And even my Rosh Ruv wouldn't help. So it's a kasha. We just finished saying that really, if you're holding on to it, it doesn't need anything. By loy knock at loy knock animal is Rosh Ruv, here we see that you can't feed the animal at all by loy knock at law. So Gemara says, no. Hoyt by law, I'll tell you the case. The case where you absolutely cannot feed the animal is a different case entirely. It's not going back on the case of Pasabrais. It's going on a Pasabrais case, but it's going on an entirely different case. What's the case? You have to see the picture. There's a picture on the side of the Gemara. If you have a different Gemara or a picture, look at the picture. There's a case of an Avis that it's his own Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's sitting in Rosh Hashanah Rabban. It's Yutvachim high and Reichav Dalat, so it has different Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But Rosh Yechod, one side of this trough is Nichlas Veina Pasim. It's going between Pasim and Rosh Hashanah Rabban. The behemoth is sitting inside his own pen, his own house, and he sticks his head out to eat and drink from this trough. Now, you want to take out water from between the Pasei Berayis, the well that's between the Pasei Berayis, and you want to fill up the trough. Pour it into the trough and let the animal eat. So, halacha is you let it do that. You let it pour it into the trough and let the animal eat. But you can't feed the animal directly. Why not? Why can't I just take the bucket, hold it over the trough, and walk towards the animal holding over the trough? And let it stand in Shirabim and carry over Shiyachim the whole time. That's fine. So passive rice, the trough is sticking to passive rice, pick it up in passive rice, hold it over the trough, and bring it towards the animal. Why can I do that? So Gemara explains why I can't do that. Let's read inside again. One end of the trough is sticking in the Bein HaPasim. You can't do this, why not? You'll see some kind of break in the Avis on the side. You want to go fix it. But Dorile, obviously he's fixing it in a way, it won't be a problem on Shabbos, I guess. But Dorile Ladav Levadeh, you'll carry the bucket with you and not hold it over the trough. Because Mapik, you'll end up carrying Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is the passive Arayis, literally Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Therefore, we're Geyser that in such a case, you can never feed the animal. When the animal is sitting in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid over a trough, you're never allowed to feed the animal directly, you have to pour it into the trough. Right, the Gemara, what's the Gzeira? Because I might carry added a passive rice by mistake, when I want to go fix it, I'm going to bring it to Shirab. But that alone is not chayiv. Why? You're planning on just moving your chafetzim, your things from corner to corner in the same house. And then after you picked it up, you say, you know what? I'm bringing it outside to the shed. You brought it outside to Shirab, you're potter. Why? When I picked it up, it wasn't the plan. And when it comes to Haitzah, you have to plan from the beginning. So here, I plan on giving it to the behemoth and carrying it over the trough. Now, all of a sudden it broke, so I might bring the Shiravim. That's not Chayiv anyway. So how do I make a Gzeir of something that's the Rabbanim? So more tweaks the Gzeir a little bit. The Gzeir is like this. When he fixes it, he put down the bucket on the floor. And then afterwards, I'll pick it up. I'm carrying Mishirav Mishiyachal. That's the chash. So basically, the fetus first lashon, the Gemara had a question: if someone is holding on to a keli and holding on to the behemoth, does it need roish ruba or not? And the Gemara was not poised to shaila. And the Gemara says clearly that if you knock out mana, loy knock out law, Rosh Ruva helps. And I had a cash from somewhere, I was saying it's from somebody else. But if you're not holding on to the behemoth, Rosh Ruva does help. That's the first lashon. The second lashon is very, very similar, especially in the Shaka Mataria, but it's a little bit different. Ike Damri. A lot of this will be a repeat, but the Shah is a little bit different. Ike Damri. Gavi Odam HaKamina Sagin Lev Rosh Ruva. We said by Odam, Rosh Ruva works. And here the Gemara is more chomer. Gemara is clearing. Gavi para misagile Rosh Ruva loy. Does Rosh Ruva work for a para? What's the shaila? What do you mean? Does it work or not? Like this. Heichad the nakat mara nakat law. If you're holding onto the keli and holding onto the leaf, shloisa boyalach. That's enough. The sagile Rosh Ruva. This sounding Gemara then for sure you need Rosh Ruva even when you're holding onto it. El kisa boyalach. The question of the Gemara is the nakat mana. You're holding onto the keli. The nakat law. You're not holding onto the behema. My dear, does it help Rosh Ruvai? Or maybe you'll say, no, even Rosh Ruvai will still bring you outside because I'll slap you back outside. You're not holding on to it. It'll keep on moving outside. That was the question. Does Rosh Ruvai work when I'm not holding on to the behemoth? Omalei Kanisua, Charbi Raf Marmish, Dalvad, Shate Para Rosh Ruvai Fnim. Our Mishnah says that Rosh Ruvai works, Rosh Shaisa. and he could raise Ruben Fnim and he drinks, no problem. My lav, the knock on the knock law. You see, even though I'm not holding on to the behemoth, it works. Lo, Yimara answers, no, our Mishnah that says that it works is only talking about the knockout mono, the knockout law. You're holding on to the behemoth. That's when Rosh Shavaruba works, if most of the animals inside it works. But if you're not holding on to the behemoth, it will not work. And the Mara says, I'll bring you a riot that is true. The knockout mono, the knockout law, Mishari. I'll bring you a riot that if you're holding on to a keli and you're not holding on to the behemoth, it's not mutter. But Tanya, I'll show you the Brisa. The Brisa says, and we're thinking now, talking about regular passive rice. It says, lo yamale odomai, you need to fill up a hemta. You're not allowed to feed the animal from water. Alvamale, you can fill it up with shayfich and pour it into something in front of the behemoth. He's shayfich leha. So what do you see in this price? That you're not allowed to do it. Even though it's Roisha Ruba, you're not allowed to do it. What's the case? It must be not holding on to the animal. So it's a raya that if you don't hold on to the animal, Roisha Ruba will not work. So the word says, no, it's not a raya. Like we said before, ha itma la, oma abaya, abaya explains Pshan's price in a different oifen. Here we're talking about a trough that was almost as yachr. It was 10 tvachim high, 4 tvachim wide. One end is going to the pasim, the other end is towards the house. And the behemoth sits in the house and eats from it. The zimnin, and what's the chshash? So what's the problem? Why can I feed the behemoth directly? Why can I just carry it over the trough and feed the behemoth? The zimnin, the chaz of the avis to the makalik. You see something's wrong with the avis, with the trough. Also, the sukune. And you will go and fix it. You'll carry the bucket with you. So that's exactly why it's also. So don't bring a riot. It's also because you knock out, you're not holding onto the leash. It's a different reason why it's also, because you might carry when you come to fix it. You're moving your things from one corner to another corner in a Rosh Yachid. But then you change your mind and took it outside, your potter. So the whole chash over here, you might carry it outside by mistake. Is only a darabonim because you didn't plan to bring it outside. So here also by a trough, you didn't plan to bring it outside. Shloisa akuru mishar shanakach, it's not a problem. El Gemara changes the gzeri al zivim, the mesakele, you're going to fix it and put it on the floor. Vahodamayle, after you pick it up, become ma'ayle mevishram shiyachid. So that's this case, this brisa that says, you know, if you do behemoth directly, it's one of a specialized case that you have this trough and you might put it down to fix it and carry it. But back to our shiloh, we don't know yet if it's a riot one way or another. If it works, Reish Rubai by Loi Nakat Law, Loi Nakat, not holding on to the behemoth. So now Gemara is trying to bring Rai from other places. Tosha, I looked at a Braisa. It says clearly like this: Gomel Shereish Rubai Fnim. You have a camel that's Rive inside a Mechitza. You could stuff it. The way you stuff an animal is by holding on to it and stuffing it with food. But Avis, like Rashi says, you give him a lot of food so it can last for a long time in the midbar. You're stuffing it with food, this camel. Va'evos, when you stuff an animal, command the nakamana. It's like you're holding on to the food, or you're carrying it. And you're holding on to the animal because you have to hold the animal when you stuff it. And still, v'kavina reish ruba, still needs reish ruba. So it's a riot in the first lashon. The first lashon declared that if you have, you're holding on to it and you're holding on to the keli, does it need reish ruba? Here is a raya that you need reish ruba even when you're holding on to both. You're holding on to the keli and to the behemoth. So you see in the Rosh Rubai, even there, even when you hold on to it, Mursa is not a riot, because a gomel is different. A gomel, even when you hold on to it, needs Rosh Rubai, because it has a very long neck. Shani gomel, it's a very long neck, and even if it's Rosh Rubai inside, if it wouldn't be Rosh Rubai inside, you know you're holding on to it, it still can move its head away. Because it's a very long neck, and it can still move its head. Even though you're holding on to the body's in one place, but the neck can go all the way outside. Therefore, you need Rosh Shavaruba inside. So it's not a raya. Toshima, let's try to bring it out right. It says, Behemoth Rosh Shavaruba Fnim, it's inside. You can stuff it. But of us, again, when you stuff it, command the Nakamar Nakala. It's like you're holding on to the animal, and still it says, you need Rosh Shavaruba. It's a raya to the first Shiloh, if you need Rosh Shavaruba by holding on to Behemoth. Like you need Rosh Shavaruba. And for the Gemara, my behemoth, Tanya Gomel, it's a camel. But Tanya behemoth, Tanya Gomel. If it meant a camel, it's a Gomel. And for the Gemara, Tanya, does it say both of these brises together? That's a kasha. One says behemoth, one says Gomel. And the Gemara ends off, Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Eliezer, Oyser, Begomel, Hoyle, Betzavari, Oroch. And the way Rashi learns is that Rabbi Eliezer says he's more chomer. By a Gomel, even if you have Roy Shev Rubai, this is the way Marshal learns Rashi. Even if Roy Gufa Fnim, the Rashi is two Rashi's, two lines in the bottom. Savari Oroch, Rashi says, the Afrika of the Roy Gufa Fnim, even though most of it is inside, still you cannot feed a gomel. Why? Because he's such a big neck, he might schlep it outside, even when you're holding on to it, even by Rosh of Rubai. Because such a long neck, even though Rav Rubai will be inside, it could stick his neck outside, and it's a chash of Haitzah, and therefore Allah is that it's Asr, even by Rosh Rubai, by Gamal, if by Camel, we Asr, even Rosh Rubai with them.